This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, May 23. Game Changer. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Today marks a game-changer moment created by the coming of the Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, 50 days after the celebration of the Passover in Jerusalem, the Spirit of God came to empower the church, just as Jesus had promised 10 days earlier when he ascended into heaven. People from many nations had come to celebrate the feast of Pentecost. So the timing was perfect for spreading the good news of God's salvation through Jesus, the Savior. And how did the Spirit do that? The Spirit gave Jesus' disciples the ability to speak in other languages so that everyone could hear the good news of salvation. Out on the streets of the city, people from all the surrounding nations heard about the wonders of God in their own tongues. These disciples had not taken any language classes. The Spirit enabled them to speak in languages they had never learned. The crowds had come to Jerusalem expecting to hear the wonders of God spoken in the official language of the temple courts, even though they might not understand all that was said. But with the coming of the Holy Spirit, that changed. People could understand every word as they heard the good news about Jesus and God's salvation. Whatever nation you're from, and no matter who you are, God speaks your language. He welcomes people from every nation to hear and understand his good news. And he gathers us together from every nation. Pray with me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming and speaking our language. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.